Well, Christmas is a day of showing love and giving gifts and presents, and I know most of us did it. Isn't it fun to give presents? I mean, it's fun. The younger you are, the more fun it is to get them. But the older you get, the more fun it is to give them. And it is interesting how God builds joy into giving. And when we give of ourselves, it brings great joy to ourselves. I see this in our church all the time. I feel like we are so blessed to be here. And I know that we're all people with weaknesses and strengths. And if you want to look out in this audience and you want to, or look up here and you want to say, let me see if I can find a fault with Bill or a fault with Tom or a fault with Chris or a fault with John, well, you can do that because we're all human beings with some weaknesses. But the Spirit of God lives in our hearts. And if you want to look and say, okay, I know that the treasure of God is in an earthen vessel and it's not a perfect vessel, but do I see something magnificent about the Spirit of God inside this person? How many of you know you can see it when you look around? You can see the love of God because of the open giving that we have for one another. Let me just give you an example. This is a bizarre story that I heard this morning. Fred told me that they had gone on one of Ann's treatments, and it was very long. They'd gotten home late. They were completely exhausted. And Mike and Mary were supposed to bring them dinner that night. And it was late, and they were tired, and Ann was exhausted, and they felt like they just couldn't get up. And they were late coming, and they were wondering, are they coming? And then they got a knock on the door. And Mary had fallen and broken her bridge, and her teeth were falling out, and they were headed to the emergency room. But on the way, they stopped to deliver the food that she cooked before she went. And, you know, I heard that story, and Fred said, I just didn't even know what to say. But, you know, I hear stories like that all the time. And you experience stories like that all the time. Because when Christ is in our life, we're not thinking about ourselves. We're thinking about what God is doing in us and through us, and we are so grateful for what he has done for us, we find joy in doing for others. And there's no place in the world I would rather be. I've been in a lot of places where there were some very good people, but I have never been in a place where I see as much love expressed as I do here. And I think that's something we should celebrate. I think it's something we should pursue. I think it's something that we should acknowledge and we should strive to become more and more like that. You should remember, Acts 20:35 says, the words of Jesus. What are the words of Jesus there? Yes, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, when I was 8 years old, I could not understand what that verse meant. But as I have gotten older, I think I understand what it means. And it is a wonderful thing to give. You may have experienced a Christmas kind of like this. Now, how many of you love to give a gift to somebody like this? It's easy to give like that, isn't it? You know, it's really easy to give when people appreciate it and express it and thank. You know, actually, you can turn that around. This is a response God wants from us. And let me tell you something. When he sees your heart's in the right place like that, he gives to you. And he blesses you with everything you need. And it starts with what's inside. I like this little verse right here. Many of you know it. God loves a cheerful giver, or one who delights in giving. Christmas is a perfect example of that, because we delight in giving a gift to our children. Now, I have had people who have told me that They didn't like giving gifts to certain grandchildren because they never got any gratitude from it. And they felt like they were spoiling the kids and they didn't appreciate the gift. How many of you have ever experienced that? That makes it a little tougher, doesn't it? But it's easy to give to someone who appreciates it. I like this cartoon. It says, if God loves a cheerful giver, why are you supposed to give till it hurts? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Because anybody, Jesus says, can give when it's easy. All of us will give to a child who responds like that. If someone runs up and hugs you and kisses you and wants to sit in your lap and says, you're the greatest one ever, you're the greatest dad ever, we will open up the checkbook and give them a good Christmas. It gets a little tougher if the situation is not quite the same. Some of you, if there's anyone in the world who doesn't know what happened here, Miss Columbia, Ariadna Gutierrez, had a very disappointing day. Through a mistake, she was for a little less than 4 minutes crowned Miss Universe, walked and paraded, waved, cried, thought her life was changed completely, only to find out it was a mistake and to have the crown removed and given to someone else. That is a difficult day, an extremely difficult day. And yet, her response to it was gratitude. She even joked that it was nice to have been Miss America for a few moments, or Miss Universe for a few moments. She tweeted congratulations to the Philippines and for the true winner. Not exactly the way many people respond. Here's just a little clip of her interview right after it happened. Well, let me tell you something. She had worked hard for a long time to get that. She had gotten that close. She had something happen that many people would say was unfair. She had plenty of reasons to be bitter, plenty of reason to be angry, plenty of reason to give them some trouble over the mistake that they made. She did not have to give such a gracious, merciful response. She did not have to rob Miss Philippines of that moment. How many of you know it would have been very easy for her to rob Miss Philippines of that moment? She gave the moment back to Miss Philippines. I'm telling you, that's not how normal people act. Let me just read what the Denison Report read about this story. If you turned in to see a beauty contest, you weren't disappointed. That's because they're more than seeing the 80 most beautiful women in the world, you witness the inner beauty of one very disappointed contestant by the gracious way she responded to being decrowned. It just goes to show that no matter what just happened, real beauty dons the crown of a grateful attitude. Rather than respond as one might expect in anger or in bitterness, she expressed nothing but gratitude for the opportunity and support, winning an outpouring of love and respect from around the world. Miss Ariadna Gutierrez showed the world that it isn't what happens to us, but how we respond that really matters. You know how God tells us to respond? Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. You know what eternal riches God can give when we look to Him? It's difficult to look to God when you're in the position that Miss Gutierrez was in. It's very difficult not to have the world suck you in to all the physical things that you think that you should have and you deserve. It's very difficult not to be angry, bitter, and self-centered. But if in some miraculous way the Spirit of God can come out and the mercy and graciousness and the gratefulness and the generosity of Christ can come out of your heart, how many of you know the world will take notice? And that is exactly what happened on that day. Jesus says this, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let me tell you something. If Miss Gutierrez's heart would have been on that crown, she would have never been able to react that way. But if her heart is on something beyond that crown, and that crown is a tool that God could or may choose not to use in her life, but she serves Christ no matter what, she can respond in an amazing way, and God can do miraculous things. But it all depends upon where her treasure is. It depends upon what her perspective is. It's all in the way you look at it. Jesus continues, and he says, the light of the body is the eye. That means what you're looking at, your perspective. Therefore, if your eye be single, focused on Christ, focused on God's purpose for you, focused on God's desire, focused on what God is doing in and through you in any circumstance, if your eye is single, the whole body will be full of light. And as a matter of fact, your whole body will exude light. But if thine eye be evil, that's interesting how God expresses an eye that's not singly focused on him, but is focused on him and focused on other things at the same time. If your eye be evil, thy whole body will be full of what? It'll be full of darkness. God's interests, your interests. You're looking at one of them. And the battle is to stop, as Juliet said, and focus on what God is doing, rather on what you wanted. Some contestants, like Miss Germany, took this verse a little bit differently. And it was revealed. Because when she was interviewed right afterwards, you know what she did? She ripped Miss Philippines, the winner. And she said she shouldn't have won. As a matter of fact, none of the girls liked her, and none of the contestants voted for her. She shouldn't have had it anyway. And what do you think the response of the press was to her? Very unprofessional? Bad attitude. The problem is that she couldn't see it. Because when we are self-focused, it's like we put blinders on. All we can see is what we want. We can't see how we look to the rest of the world. We're full of darkness, and the world can see it. We're full of bitterness. We're full of envy. We're full of malice. We're ready to put the Vaseline on and fight. We are not Christ-like when we are focused on our self-interests. But what's interesting is we're the last person to see it. We're the last person to see that our eye is not singly focused on God and that we are not living by faith because we want this world to serve us. We want everything that it has to offer. And that darkness will come out, and eventually those keys that God puts in our hands, if we're not thinking of him while we're driving the car, we will destroy ourselves along with those who are around us. Thy whole body will be full of darkness. Verse 23 says, if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great that darkness is. I mean, I don't want to be remembered from an instance as the person who was angry, corrupt, self-centered, vengeful. I don't want all that darkness to come out. And so I don't want to embrace that darkness. I want to embrace Christ. I like this quote by Isaac Walton. It says, God has two dwellings, one in heaven and another in a grateful heart. Because when we see what God has done for us and we are grateful and we let his love fill and captivate our hearts and we want to let it overflow to others, and so instead of thinking of taking what we need, we are thinking of how can I give because God has given me so much, we've seen some amazing things happen. You know what that is? Yeah. I told you 2 or 3 weeks ago, wish my memory was better, I'd know which one it was. I told you of that was what I loved more than anything else when I was at Mississippi College, is getting one of those honey buns grilled, pressed down, and grilled in that butter with that. Guess what I woke up to Christmas morning? It's just an expression of love. And you know what it produces in me? Joy. Joy that goes beyond just the moment of eating it. It also produces in me a desire to love my wife. And God set it up that way. It's why he gives to us. It's why he tells us we need to give. This is Hillcorp Energy Company. They were awarded one of the best places in the world to work this year. You know why? They've got 1,380 employees. They gave each one a $100,000 Christmas bonus regardless of position. In other words, the janitor, the receptionist, and the CEO got the same bonus. Everyone in the company, $100,000. And it's not the first time. You know what they did last year? They gave them a choice of a $50,000 car or a $35,000 Christmas bonus. Every one of the 1,380 employees that work for them. Here's a response. Announced on Fox Channel 4 News in Houston. Here's what Amanda Thompson, a receptionist, said. It's just a true gift, and I think myself, along with everyone, is not going to give less than 100% each day. So in other words, a company that treats me like that, along with everyone else in this company, you know what we're thinking? We're going to give 100% every day. That's interesting. 2,000 plus years ago, God presented himself to all mankind. He came to live and to die for us so he could offer us the greatest bonus of all time, eternal life, both in our hearts now and forever when we pass to the next world, regardless of our position, our rank, or our status. Every single one of us. It produces gratitude when we see the gift for what it is. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And his gift is greater than the one of Hillcorp Energy Company. But how many of you sitting in here are almost at awe and wish your company would do the same thing? Amarillo, Texas, this children's home. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but this is a great story. You've got a children's home, and they're praying because they don't have enough funds to carry out and finish out the year. And as they're together in a staff meeting in a room praying, the phone rings. And one of them picks up the phone, and somebody says, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Or look under Jesus. Look under Jesus. And they're thinking, what in the world are you talking about? And he says, look under Jesus. And finally, the person with the phone realized, oh, they must be talking about the nativity scene we have outside. And so they go outside and look under Jesus, and guess what's there? A check for $500,000 from a man who wants to remain anonymous. He wants them to know that the gift came from Christ. That's interesting too, isn't it? Because if we are looking with a single eye to God, if our lives are surrounded with serving Christ, being grateful for his love and reflecting his love, you know what we do when we give? We give it in the name of what? The name of a disciple, a follower, a child of Christ. Jesus says, even if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you will no wise lose your reward. Now, a lot of people give a lot of gifts for a lot of different reasons that are not in his name. But when we give from a heart of gratitude from God, he rewards us, and the number one thing he rewards us with is joy. And when I'm a part of God's work and I give to someone and I see God use it in their lives, and I'm not talking about just money, time, love, encouragement, but resources also. But when I give myself to someone else and I see God do a miraculous thing in their life, I think God will take care of me too. It builds my faith. It fills my heart with joy to see what God is doing. Titus 2:14 says this: He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. A lot of times people don't realize being totally committed to doing good deeds is the biggest freedom in life you can have. You were in prison when all you think about is what you get and what others do for you. But when God breaks that chain and you stop seeing yourself, when you fall down and break your teeth and you're on the way to the emergency room, but you can't go until you stop to help someone else who might be in need, and then you find out that it was at a time that God wanted to help them because they needed it, you know God's going to take care of you. And God becomes real to us, and he sets us free on the inside. God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And he has made us his saints. And we are saints that still sometimes sin. And we sometimes fall and we make mistakes. But the treasure of God's love is in us and it is growing. And it needs to grow, and we need to feed it. What a difference between our sin and God's generous gift, Romans 5 tells us. That generous gift of forgiveness. We have the free gift of being accepted by God. But all who receive God's wonderful gift of righteousness will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. That is God's will. It is not that the world conquer us, take away our peace, take away our love, take away our joy, make us harsh instead of gentle. It is not that the world would overcome us, but it is that we would triumph and live for him and see his greatness as he loves through us. And that is where we find God. We find him as he gives to us.